Okay, so I am so excited for spring because I have been doing so many outdoor walks and runs. So I cannot wait for the weather to just be perfect for me to keep going on these beautiful runs. And you know what? Warmer temps mean new super light styles from Allbirds. I'm so glad that Allbirds came out with their super light tree runner. It's their most breathable, lightweight style yet. They're made with ultra light foam, so their Allbirds Super Light collection is super comfy and packable. They're awesome because you can hit the road with less baggage. I'm so excited to continue on these runs, walks with these amazing super light tree runners from Allbirds. Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code PRETTY for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com code PRETTY. That's Allbirds.com code PRETTY.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Louie, a.k.a. the baddest perra.
And Yoatsi.
We're back for Dia Dos Dupe.
That's if you're new to Pretty Not Smart, we're pretty and not smart. That's it.
I mean, like, you're going to give him like a crazy news or something.
That's it.
You guys, before we dive into this episode, I do got to say I'm running on like 2 minutes of sleep.
Ay, tú siempre.
No, literally, I'm a little bit tired. I don't know how I'm here.
Do you want some Celsius?
No, because I'm going to feel like I'm going to be like...
Are you going to the gym today?
Hopefully after, like literally right after.
Sickening.
We're going to see you guys, porque my energía is really low. And I'll tell you guys about that right now. But for today's episode, we have a few little things. I know I have a story I want to share with you, Atsi.
I also have a story I need to share with Louie.
And then if we get... not off topic, dupe. We had some other little stories that we wanted to share with you guys.
So it's just a day full of stories, bro.
Yeah, but before that, do you have the word of the second?
Hi, Tim. You're going to love this one.
Well, I'm extra dumb right now because I'm really tired. So let's see.
Okay. Esmeralda Sanchez XO.
Sanchez, big Hawaii. Sanchez.
Esmeralda Sanchez XO said, Louis, spell originally.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly, you spell it like this. A-L-L-E-D-G-E-D-L-E. I don't even know what the fuck it is. At the end, I got so confused with all these words. I was like, I don't know. No. Let me do it again. Okay. I got so confused. A-L-L-E-D-G-E-D-L-Y.
Nope.
Wait, was that like, close?
Fuck no, dude. It's A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y.
Also, I put the D in the wrong spot.
You're like, allegedly.
Well, I knew the fucking ledge was like a weird little
allegedly.
Like combo.
It's all stupid.
Allegedly. And I knew you guys were going to fucking ask me to do that one, so I was like studying the night before.
fuck you. You're like, allegedly.
I'm like, that's why I didn't get enough sleep, because I've been studying. No, babe, let me tell y'all. So I just came back from San Francisco.
Did you go to Castro Street?
I did.
Oh, wait, you actually did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
So for y'all who don't know, San Francisco has like a gay area bar spot. So like here in LA, it's WeHo, West Hollywood. Over there, it's called The Castro.
The Castro. Yeah. So coincidentally.
I'm a co-founder.
I own it.
No, but I was up there and I was actually supposed to get here yesterday. So today is Monday.
It is.
I was supposed to get here Sunday. but they were delaying the flight by so much that I was like, I don't want to fucking deal with that, because I was going to end up getting home at like 12 de la noche, at 12.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, no. I was like, I'm not going to risk that, because I knew they were going to keep delaying it. So I switched it to today at 8 in the morning, because I had shit to do and I knew we were going to film for Pretty Not Smart. And I was like, no, like, even if I have to wake up early, I'll just sleep a little bit on the plane. Like, I had a dentist appointment and then I was going to film with you. I was going to go to the gym and I was going to take care of some other shit that I had to do at the house. So I was like, oh, no, yeah, if I'm going to stay, let me wake up early and have a full day. Bitch, so I've been up since 6 in the morning. And I was at the airport ready to board my fucking flight. And as I was at the airport, they kept delaying it and delaying it and delaying it. Like, literally second that I passed security check, I got the first message saying, like, your flight is delayed. And I was like, bitch.
Why were they delaying it? The wind? Okay.
I don't know what the fuck. They sent out, like, a little text message update saying that something that they were looking for, like, a flight crew or something. But then some other lady came up to us because she, like, recognized us. And she was like, it's because the plane was stuck in Monterey. And I was like, ugh. So I don't know the real reason. But long story short, I was at the airport since 7 in the morning. And I didn't take off till 1 p.m.
Oh, my God. I would have been so pissed, bitch.
Like, tired. Like,
¿no te dormiste?
I slept on the plane. But that's all I really slept.
Oh, hell no. I would have been pissed. You know me and no sleep.
Yeah, no, that's how I am. Like, I need to fucking sleep. So on my way here, I was like, hello. Like, I don't know how I'm functioning right now because my day feels so long. Like,
dude, he all naps in the middle of the episode. He's like,
for real, yes, he's telling her story. I'm like,
bitch, no. My story ain't going to put you to sleep, babe. It's just going to do something else, though.
No, but I'm not done.
Oh, okay, and then?
So after they delayed our fucking flight, they finally let us board. But keep in mind, they were sending so many updates about the flight changing that you don't even know what the fuck it was. Like, at some point, they were like, your flight boards at 1 p.m. And then randomly, just kidding, your flight's going to board at 12. So, like, you couldn't even take a nap. Because if you're like, bitch, imagine I take a nap and they, like, switched it back again.
And they leave?
Yeah. So then I was kind of, like, on crack, like, just waiting till I board my flight. Pero, keep in mind, y'all, it was me, Adam, and Lauro. Lauro's un pinche necio. Lauro's very much like,
necio.
Yeah, he's very much like, I'm bored. I need to walk around. Like, I'm going to go to the restroom. I'm going to do 10 backflips.
I'm
going to
go shop.
So me and Adam just sat right there by the gate, just waiting for the fucking flight.
Yeah.
And Lauro was doing a fucking whole world tour. Like, he took like a plane to another country.
Bitch, y'all left to Tokyo, came back.
Yeah, like, he literally was doing a whole tour. And we were like, at some point, me and Adam took like maybe like a 20-minute nap.
Aww.
And when we woke up, we're like, where's Lauro? And all his shit was gone. We're like, what the fuck?
He all left back home.
But we ended up getting food. And then after we were done eating, we were still sitting right outside the gate. Like, we did not want to leave the gate because we were scared.
Yeah.
Lauro's like, I'm going to go at it. And we're like, well, where are you going to go at it? He's like, I don't know. I'm going to go look for like a little lounge over there. So we saw like a lounge. I guess he went to a lounge. I don't know if it was packed.
Because
after he went over there, I just saw him walking the opposite way. And I was like, like, where are you going? He just like waved at me. We're like, hi.
Like,
literally chamaco. Like, he just left.
Oh,
so finally it's time to board. And me and Adam are like, where the fuck's Lauro? And we're like, he hasn't came back. So like, whatever. So we're getting on the plane. Keep in mind, Addy's like the first one to get on because he was like pre-check or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the first one to get on. So he's like, I'm just going to wait for Lauro in there. So he's in there. Then I go in. We're like waiting. And next thing you know, they're like, they closed the door.
No, they didn't.
And then Adam's like, so he calls Lauro.
They did not close the door.
And he's like, where the fuck are you at? And then Lauro's like, wait, what do you mean? Like, where are you guys at? We're like, bitch, we started boarding like literally 30 minutes at that point. Like, ya habían pasado. Because like the boarding time, ya nos habían mandado message. But I guess, I don't know if Lauro was like too into like his editing dupe.
No way.
I know Adam was posting a little vlog. So I know he went in depth in there because I don't really know exactly how it happened. Because I was like half awake. But basically, Adam's like, are you not going to get on the plane, my love? And Lauro is like trying to get in. Oh, shit. He's like, like opening. But the fucking airline's fucking stupid, too. They basically said, because he was like, my partner's in there. Like, I need to get in that flight. And I've also been here since 7 in the morning. So basically they were like, well, your partner can either get out and you guys can both wait, or you can wait for the next flight.
Shut up. They wouldn't just let him in?
No, it's so like, but, oh.
But they're willing to let Adam get off.
They're willing to open the fucking door just to let.
How stupid is that?
Yeah, just they're willing to fucking open it just to let Adam get out, but not let Lauro in.
Ew, what the, that makes no sense, bitch. So
at that point, we just left.
No, the fuck not. No.
So now I'm here and he's in San Fran.
You're lying, bitch.
Like me and Adam
did it's a prank.
Like when me and Adam were like talking about it, I was like, I don't know if I should like cry or laugh. Like because
like, no fucking way. Y'all just left Lauro.
Well, I had to come film. Just kidding.
Lauro's like, hello.
No, literally, like when we were like, when we landed and shit, we checked his location. He's still in San Fran.
Oh my God.
I know. But no, Adam was going to get off. But then the lady was like, no, yeah, you're too late. Like, it was this whole mess. So then they were both trying to like fight the fucking, no, not fight. But they were just like, bitch, how are you going to let me get out, but like not let him in? And they were both flying like freaking first class. So you thought, you would think that they'd be like, oh shit. But you know, look.
Oh my God.
This is where I think it's fucked. And y'all let me know.
I mean.
So how the fuck is the plane going to delay our flight 15 times,
right?
And then go like push it at 1 p.m and then go back to 11:30 and then go back to fucking 2 p.m like they're sending you so many mixed signals. And the moment you're like, Lauro was probably like 10 seconds late to the gate, they're like, dude, sorry about it. Like,
that, no, that's fucking bullshit. That's, they're playing fucked with your feelings.
Like, I literally would have been so fucking pissed to be like, bitch, y'all delayed this flight 15 fucking times.
Yeah.
I would have, like, I took 1 minute maybe late to get in here. You're going to open the door to let my partner out, but not let me.
Oh my God, that is the stupidest thing.
Yeah, like, I was even frustrated for Lauro.
Was the Spirit.
Spirit
Airlines.
No, it's fucking United.
Putas. Shut up.
And I don't think I've ever really flown United, but I've never heard anything like that.
No.
But like, not to spill the beans on, well, no, to spill the fucking beans, yeah, on
spill
United.
Those beans.
They've fucked up our flights from the moment we were heading out. Like when I was flying to San Francisco, they delayed our flight 4 times.
Ew.
I was scared that I wasn't going to make it to the Nicki concert. And bitch, I was like scared.
So your flight was delayed going there too?
Yeah, going there 4 times. And I was scared because I was like, the only reason I'm going to San Francisco is to see Nicki. So like, if I miss my fucking flight, I miss the concert.
Oh, hell no,
so
bitch.
On the way there, they delayed my flight 4 times. Sunday, when I was supposed to come back, they delayed it once. But based off my past experience, and they had delayed it four times.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to go to the fucking airport and you guys keep delaying it and me just stay there all night.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that was like a smart thing that you did, because right? You would have waited all night.
Yeah. So I was just like, no, I was like, so since I got the text message before I even went to the airport, we were like, let's just leave hella early in the morning. We'll just sleep here and like, nah, pasar.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we did. And the fact that we woke up at 6 a.m. all fucking tired to stay at the airport for...
I would have been so fucking pissed. United, you need to get your fucking shit together.
And to put the cherry on top, Lauro was like, hello?
Dude, that's fucked.
Yeah, it was like really fucked
that's
up.
That's so fucked up. Yeah, I would have been pissed as fuck.
Yeah, but he should be home now.
You need to write, Mr. United CEO. Bitch.
No, I fucking called him and I was like, I want all my money back.
Yeah,
like,
I am a Latina woman.
Bitch. Like, I'm not the type to be like a Karen, you guys. I'm really bad at like confrontation when it comes to like customer service and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, hijos de su puta madre. You guys fucked with my flight 3 times.
Pasaron de verga.
Oh, and then on top of that, like, I was flying, I originally was flying first class también.
Uh-huh.
So on my way back, right now that I was coming back, they were like, ooh, like, we don't have space for first class anymore. So you have to go, like, economy.
Huh? And I was like, but you paid.
So then I was like,
what?
But at that point, I was just like, I just need to get home. So I was like, okay, just get my money back. Oh, I don't know if I can do that. Bitch.
Bitch.
You're going to charge me first class, but because you ran out of seats, because you don't know how to manage your shit. You're going
to
charge
me. You still have to pay, but you have to go in economy, babes.
Yeah. And then on top of that, they switched me back to economy. So I was like, I don't care. Just get me on the fucking flight. They're like, okay, it's going to be $50 for your bag. I was like, no, bitch. Because when I paid for first class, it comes with a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, no, bitch. I didn't plan to pay for another bag. My plan and my itinerary said first class all the way in the front with my free luggage.
Yes.
You fucked up my shit because you're dumb. So now give me my fucking luggage for free. So they did, but I was just really pissed at the fact that they did all that. And then, like, for fucking Lauro to still not be able to make it to the flight because they kept fucking with the times and shit.
Yeah, like, I have anxiety for you. I feel like you always have the worst luck with flights.
You guys, I always have the worst. Like, I've had my luggage, like, lost so many times.
Yes.
One time I flew all the way to LA for a really important meeting.
And they lost my luggage.
Like, I have the worst shit. So I feel like if I'm going to be a Karen for anything, it's always going to be for my flights because I've had it.
You've had it. Well, so you did call them?
I did, but they were like, oh, like, here were like the number that I called. They're like, we don't deal with like the refunds and stuff. They're like, we just deal with a like, customer service. Like, so you can fill in like an online thing. And I was like, okay. So I filled it out. So hopefully I'll update y'all if I get my money back. But
I hope you do. That was such an annoying experience. So, and then like, for at the end, for Lauro to still be in San Fran.
Yeah, but I told them too. I was like, y'all better fucking fight for your money back too. Cause yeah, that is so stupid.
That's so stupid.
I think the thing that's frustrating me the most was like Lauro's situation. Yeah. Like, I'm like, how are y'all gonna fuck with the times of your flight departing? You're going back and forth with times. And because Lauro was 1 second late like, to the bye. Gate, they're like, bye, my love.
No, I'm sorry. I'll never get over the fact that it's like, yeah, you can get out. We'll open the door for that. Yes. But we're not going to open it for you to come back. Bitch, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
When they replaced Lauro so quick, my love, like his little first class seat was right there. And then as soon as like Lauro didn't come in, someone was there to like, like bitch. Somebody upgraded like right away. So I was just like, ew, like the fact that y'all weren't even like, Lauro to the dance floor. Like we're about to take off. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe they did. It's because Lauro was editing. So he had his, I'm pretty sure, he, well, no, I'm pretty sure. He edits with his fucking Air Max Pros on mute, doop. So I'm pretty sure he was like, and just like completely like,
oh my God,
zoned out.
Andale. También para que se va, pinche Lauro pendejo.
Sí, ya, Lauro, para que aprendas.
A Luis y Adam y ya.
Sí, ahí que ese.
Pinche chamaco. Ahí andaba all,
you know, he was literally, me and Adam were like, where the fuck are you now? But that was my experience with my flight. Now I'm here running on maybe a minute of sleep, but pretty not tired.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm going to give you a story that's pretty not, no, it's scary, not pretty.
Like scary, scary, or just like, ooh. No, like haunted scary. somebody pulled my legs last night.
Let me tell you, Louis.
Pascualita, I hope so.
Let me tell you that. I have had really bad anxiety since last night. I couldn't sleep. And this morning because of what happened to me yesterday. I have goosebumps.
Like real life happened to you?
Que sí. I'm so spooked right now. My stomach is dropping because of what happened to me, you guys. Like,
don't drop the dandan. I'm scared. Hurry up.
No, bitch. Okay. Where do I even fucking start? Okay, I'm just going to pop the cherry real quick so you know what to expect. I think I saw my first ghost yesterday. I had my first paranormal ghost encounter in yesterday.
Your
no.
Your
house.
Fuck, you scared me. I don't know what scared like me more, house. Like the fact that you saw a ghost or that you were in my house. Like,
okay, no, all fucking bullshit aside, all seriousness, you guys. Let me get all into it and you get into character because this is a good one. You need some backstory dupe. No. All right. So I am doing this challenge called 75 Hard. And it is like a mental, physical challenge. But for me, I feel like it's very testing my mentalness and how strong my mentalness is. And so this fucking thing requires you to drink a gallon of water a day. Mm-hmm. You have to work out twice. Any time of the day, they have to be at least 45 minutes each. One is outdoor, one is indoor. You have to read 10 pages of a book. You have to stick to a diet. And I think that's all of them dupes.
That's all, bitch. That's just a whole fucking life's worth. But
it's a lot. It's like it's very intense.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And my workouts have been going really good, but it is like a hard thing adjusting to working out outside because a fuerzas you have to do an outside workout.
I know where this is going.
Yesterday, I got my workout inside the house and then I just was in the zone of cleaning and just doing a bunch of stuff inside of the house that before I knew it, it got late and it was like 8:30 and I was like, fuck, I need to do my outdoor workout. And I already went on a night run once by myself. So I was like, I'm going to go on another night run in my neighborhood. Like, it's super chill. My neighborhood is super safe. I'm going to do it. And I run with, like, oversized clothing, so I look like a niño. So I was like, I'm going to go on my run. And it was, like, 9 when my run started.
Yeah.
I step outside for whatever reason. You know, you just get an uneasy feeling when something is off. There is just an uneasy feeling.
Like your gut feeling.
Yeah. I step outside and something felt weird. And I can tell you that my anxiety was pretty high going on that run.
Like your sixth sense.
Yeah. So it made me just be extra aware of everything around me, all my surroundings, making sure there's no weird cars. Like I was just being extra aware. And at the very beginning of my run, I saw two bunnies. I was like, oh, little bunnies. But for whatever reason, as cute as those bunnies were, me dieron como escalofrío. Like, I got goosebumps, and I was like, oh, are bunnies good luck, bad luck? Like, what the fuck?
These are just bunnies.
I know, but I'm telling you, something weird was going on inside me that I was just overthinking anything, and I had high anxiety going on my run.
Like, if you would have seen a black cat, you would have freaked out.
I did see a black cat.
Oh, shit.
Like, okay. Going on a, I went on another little loop. Again, this was just in my neighborhood. I did see a black cat crossed in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'm fine. Yeah. I keep going on my run, whatever. And I also saw a guy. There's like a little park by my house. And for like a little second, I saw a guy like peek out and then peek back in.
Ew.
So I was like, oh, this is getting fucking weird, bro. So
like
I was
like a tree vibe?
Yeah, but like escondido en un tree. But again, I could have been like, dude, my eyes are just tripping me out. Whatever. I end up going back home, and I decided to just kind of stick to my home area and run around like my cul-de-sac. I really small towards my house. Mm-hmm. And then there's like this little area that I'm running towards, going to like another street. Mm-hmm. And right before I stop, because the two bunnies hop right in front of me again, and I record the little bunnies, and I texted Alex, there's bunnies everywhere. I record the little bunnies, and I was like, all right. Time to keep running, bitch. I run on the straightaway. As I'm running, there is bushes in front of me. Mm-hmm. And it's like a curve. So you can't really see straight ahead of you because it's curving and there's bushes. Bitch, I get to the end of the street. In the next street in front of me, in the middle of the fucking road, there is a black short shadow.
Ew.
Like, okay, I'm gonna like demonstrate what it looked like, so maybe go hop on YouTube so you can see. I'm gonna show you what it looked like. Okay.
Ew, I'm getting scared. Are you like me? Ew. Like one arm up, the other one down.
One arm was up and the other one was down. Let me show you guys again.
Ew, what the fuck? Like muñeco vibes.
Just like that, bitch. In the middle of the fucking street. And my first instinct when I saw it was like, is that an old man?
Oh, shit.
But it was not moving, Louis. It was not moving. It was in the middle of the fucking road, not moving. And it was as dark as like limo tint windows.
Oh, shit.
It was pitch black. So you couldn't make out a face. You couldn't make out details. Yeah. You could just see a black shadow just standing there. And what tripped me out the most was that right on top of that street, it's a pretty lit area because it's a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So the lights were on top of it and everything around it was bright except the shadow. It was just pitch black, like black. And what freaked me out the most was with that one arm was up and the other one was down. And it was kind of like chaparrito vibes, but also
not that small.
I want to say like my size, maybe a little, it kind of looked like a viejito hunched down.
Ew, because that's pretty big.
But like hunched and with one arm up and the other one down. When I ran and I saw that, I kind of like jogged and I was like freaking out. And I was like, and like a part of me was going to go right. Mm-hmm. But I was like, nope, fuck no. My head just started saying, fuck no, fuck no, fuck no. And I just turned back, going back to my house. Uh-huh. And I start running like as fast as I could because my mind started playing games with me, and I thought that the moment I turned, the thing was going to, like, run behind me, bitch.
Ew.
I got so scared. I immediately called Alex, and I pulled out my phone, and I was like, Alex, please. I was running so fast, and I was like, please come outside. He's like, why? And I was like, just please come outside. I'm so scared right now. And he came outside, and the moment I got there, I was, like, shaking, and I was trying to explain to him what I saw. I was just kind of going everywhere because I was so like my brain couldn't understand what the fuck I had just seen.
Yeah.
And then I told him and I was like, will you come with me? I was like, I want to see if it's still there. I want to show you.
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like Alex almost didn't believe me, like this dumb bitch.
Like maybe it was like a tree.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It just didn't seem real to me. So I was like, please come with me. I'm so scared. And we go and we start walking all the way there again because it was like maybe like 3-5 minutes from my house. We walk. Nothing there.
Ew, nothing. So it wasn't there no more?
Nothing. Nothing there. And I showed him and I was like, look at how lit up it is. It is extremely lit up. Mm-hmm. Like, if there was a man, you'd be able to make out the... Oh my God, dude.
I hate that.
You'd be able to make out the face. There was no fucking face, bitch. It was just like a black shadow.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the night, I just, to this day, till right now, I'm really scared still because I got goosebumps. I don't know what it was, but I called my mom like right after. I was like, mommy, and I told her everything that I saw. And she was like, pues, ¿qué piensas que es? And I was like, I am pretty sure it was like a ghost, like un fantasma. It had to be something because I live by a prison, you guys. So,
oh, really?
I live by a prison.
I don't know that.
So I told my mom, I was like, I want to say, like, what if it's an inmate or something maybe that died around the area and maybe just haunts around here?
The fuck?
But no, bitch, that shit was so fucking scary. Like, I wish, oh, I'm so mad. I wish I could have recorded or taken a picture.
You're just like in shock. Like
I was so shocked and I'm scared.
That's really scary.
And I also, my mind started right away trying to make like, trying to figure out what the fuck it could be. And I was like, maybe it was a viejito because it looked like a viejito. But I was like, bitch, why the fuck would an old man be standing in the middle of the road, not moving, like not a twitch, nothing, just frozen. Like if it was just congelado ahí with one arm up, the other one down.
The stances was like scaring me too.
The stance was probably the worst thing. Like, why is it like that? Like, oh my God, it was the scariest thing. Wait, was it
right there by where the roundabout is?
Yes.
Okay.
Going by the roundabout instead of going, I need to show you. I'll show you because I'm really bad at explaining. But it was one of the streets of the roundabout. Just in the middle of the fucking road, just there.
I'm getting scared because I feel like I had a similar experience right there where you live too.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear.
You're lying. Okay, so I am so excited for spring because I have been doing so many outdoor walks and runs. So I cannot wait for the weather to just be perfect for me to keep going on these beautiful runs. And you know what? Warmer temps mean new super light styles from Allbirds. I'm so glad that Allbirds came out with their super light tree runner. It's their most breathable, lightweight style yet. They're made with ultra light foam, so their Allbirds super light collection is super comfy and packable. They're awesome because you can hit the road with less baggage. I'm so excited to continue on these runs, walks with these amazing super light tree runners from Allbirds. Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code PRETTY for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code PRETTY. That's Allbirds.com, code PRETTY.
Wait, so like around
I'm
what
moving
time?
Houses.
You're like, I'm selling it right now.
It was about 9:30 because okay. my run started at 9 and no, like 9:35 because I remember I was like, fuck, I only had 10 minutes left and this happened to me.
Because for me, I was asking you if it was right there by a roundabout because the similar experience that I had was right by a roundabout too. And oh this God. Was late at night too. And like, I'm like the same way. I feel like everybody has it. It's just
a sixth
some
sense.
People might not like pay too much attention to it. Cause I know there's some people who really just like, nah, like I don't believe in that shit or whatever.
Yeah. But I feel like close attention to that shit.
Yeah. Whenever I feel weird and like in that little area, I always hate going through that roundabout, like going to your house. Not that it looks scary, nothing like that. I've just always gotten like a little like, ugh,
like an eerie. Feeling. Oh, but I don't live by fucking worse, bitch. I live by prison.
But this one time, during Vlogmas, you guys, Alex Wasabi was helping me edit my videos. So it was either Alex was going to my house really late at night or I was going to your guys' house to drop it off because it got to the point where like Vlogmas caught up to me. So I was filming videos and Alex was editing it so that I could get it up either the same night or right away the next day.
Uh-huh.
But this time it was pretty late. I don't remember what time it was, but I told Alex like, oh, I'll go take it to you because it's pretty late. And I know you were already asleep and the kids were probably like, So I'm going to your house, and as I'm going to your house, I'm passing by that roundabout, and I was like, what the? As I'm getting out of the roundabout, there's this white car that's, like, viejito, and it's in the middle of the fucking road, the same way that you just said. In the middle of the road. There's nobody inside of it. It's not parked on your sidewalk. It's, like, as soon as you're about to exit the roundabout to go into, like, you know how you go, you go straight, and then you go left to your house?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's as soon as you get out of the roundabout. In the middle of the road, and I was like, oh, but I was like, I went behind it thinking they were going to like back up or something. But no, the car was off. There was nobody inside of the car or anything. It was just right there. And I was like, oh, I was like, this is weird. Because it's not even close to the sidewalk where we were parked. And there was a car parked on the sidewalk.
What the fuck?
So I'm like driving by it and I'm like looking to see if there's anybody in there. The windows aren't tinted or nothing. So I can clearly see that there's nobody in there. But you know, right exiting your roundabout, there is no house right there. Like,
right.
You wouldn't park, like, even if you want, like, you wouldn't park right there and then be like, oh, let me walk to my house.
Yeah,
like,
there's just, no house.
Or even if, like, in my head, I was like, you wouldn't go right there and be like, oh, shit, let me go get something and then go back into my car real quick. So I was just like, why is the car right here? Like, it was almost kind of giving me vibes of, like, when we got robbed in Watsonville and somebody, like, left their car there and they, like, ran. Like, it was just like, bitch, I need to, like, run away right now. That's what it was giving me. So I was just like, what the heck? So I go to your house and, like, I'm knocking, but you guys don't open. So I call Alex. And I was like, hey, but, like, I guess you guys were asleep because it was pretty late. So then I was like, hey, like, I don't mean to, like, scare you guys or anything. I was like, but there's, like, a car, like, right around the corner, like, just right there.
You told me.
Yeah. And then he's like, where? And I was like, it's just, like, right there. I was like, there's nobody inside of it, though. I was like, it's not on. Lights aren't on. It's completely off. And there's nobody in it. And he's like, that's weird. I was like, yeah. I was like, just make sure you guys lock your house. I was like, it's kind of scary.
What the fuck?
And he was like, no, yeah, like, just let me know if anything. So as I'm leaving, I'm, like, about to head out, and the car's still there. Because, like, I stayed a little bit to talk to Alex. We were talking about, like, the video. And then I gave him the thing. And then I told him about the car. And we talked about that. And then I waited in my car. And then I was, like, I'm about to leave. I was, like, the car's still here. Nobody's there. So this time, since it's, like, face-to-face,
I was, like, I could look inside. So it's, like, facing you now.
Yeah, now it was facing me when I was exiting. So I was, like, oh, like, I could really see inside. And there was, like, nobody in there, like, at all. And I was, like, that's fucking weird. And I think I might have taken a pictures of the of the license plate.
Just in case.
I'm pretty sure I did. I'm obviously not going to post that on the Pretty Not Smart podcast. But I'm pretty sure I did because I got scared because I was like, that's really weird. I was like, why the fuck is there a car here? So I left and then, yeah, the car. And I remember I even called I called somebody because I was just like, hey, like, I'm a little scared. I was like, I just saw this fucking car.
Yeah.
And then I told them, I was like, I don't know why I was there. There's nobody there. So although it wasn't anything like haunting, like now that you're telling me that story, I'm like, I think the moment you said it was
a ghost car.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared.
Bitch, well, but I'm so spooked about what I saw. Now I'm like just overthinking. I was like, what if I moved into a haunted neighborhood, bitch?
It's because now that you're saying like that it was in the middle of the street, it scared me a little bit because I feel like for something to be in the middle of the street, it's very much like, hey, pay attention. Like, look at me. I'm right here.
Yeah. Like, that's you scared me. There's no way you can miss it if it's like right in the middle.
Yeah, because I had to go around the fucking car. Like, I was just like, like I went around it and shit. Yeah, but it was very much like, hey, look at me, like there's something right here.
Stop. Like, yeah, please look at me. But I live really really close to a prison, and one time también one of the Murillo twins was giving me a ride home. I think it was, oh my god,
like to your house where you live now.
Yeah, it was Brittany. Mm-hmm. it had to be Brittany. They were giving me a ride to their house, to my house. And they were telling me about, they were like, oh, shit. So boyfriend that Brittany was like, you live by the prison? And then I was like, yeah. He's like, and then Britt said that, I guess from that prison, una vez, one of the inmates escaped. And that he ran to one of the closer houses, which are kind of like my houses. And that he went in there and he killed like a whole bunch of people from the houses.
Bitch, what the fuck?
And I was like, why the fuck would you guys tell me? And then Sunovio was like, no, dude, but this was such a long time ago. I guess this happened in like the 1960s. Oh, it was still okay, a long time ago. But it's still fucking scary. Britt was still like, but I have to tell her because that shit is fucking scary, yeah, you know? But yeah, so I'm just now really curious that, well, it's literally a prison. And then we actually just met some lady too that gave us a Uber ride home. And she told us that she went into the prison a while ago because she used to work there. And they have an area for, like, the worst inmates. Oh, like, shit. Some of the worst people that do, like, the worst crimes. Mm-hmm. Los tienen ahí encerrados in this, like, highly wired, highly secured area. But it's, like, really close to me. Yeah. So now I'm just like, dude, what if, like, these fucking inmates that died in the prison, because I know a lot of them probably did die in there because they probably served like life sentences or something. What if they're just haunting like neighborhoods and things around where I live?
It's really scary. Yeah, I think just I know, you're like, y'all couldn't go down in Equity. No, that's really scary. But
I'm so scared.
The whole like figure shit that you like explain scares me. But if it makes you feel better, I mean, I've never gotten like an eerie feeling in your house.
Neither
I've never
gotten an eerie feeling
like in your neighborhood. It was, I only that once, it's that little roundabout, but it's never been, I always just assumed that it was like, it's just because it's always like, because it's only at night when I get that eerie feeling, always at night. And it's always when I'm doing that roundabout that I always feel like something's just going to be standing there when I do the roundabout. But other than that and the car situation, like, I've never had, like, a...
Other than the ghost and a ghost car, other than that, you're fine. I feel like my house is... I love my house so much. Like, it makes me feel so comfy. I've never gotten bad vibes from my house. I feel like my house is perfect. Mm-hmm. But it was just that moment. And my mom thinks that it was, like, a lesson. She was like, I feel like something te asustó to learn to not go running at night.
Yeah, low-key, I was going to say.
Because I'm a girl, and I know I should be careful, but sometimes I just feel like, fuck it, you know? Yeah. But I feel like it was this big lesson to be like, no, ma'am, stay and do your workouts in your backyard whether or in the daytime.
Yeah, I was going to say, whether it was like a good spirit or a bad spirit or whatever the fuck it was.
That was not
a
good spirit, bitch. That was scary as fuck.
No, but I mean, whatever it was a way to get you off of the fucking... the route you were going to or the street that you were going to. But ew, even like the whole thing with you said with the tree and like,
yeah, it was just it was just a spooky night last night. It was definitely not the vibes, but I learned my lesson, so I will not be doing night runs anymore.
Yeah, go do like jump rope in your backyard or something, or like do them in the fucking morning.
Yeah,
or no, take your dogs for real. Why the fuck is you walk with
and
your dog?
I was thinking of taking Bella last night because Bella's so good at barking, and like if she sees anything, she's like, blah, blah, you know. But I think just for whatever reason, last night I was like, I got this shit. But
no, that's scary. Right now that you said like moving into like a house and like scared of it being haunted or whatever, that's always been my biggest fear of like moving into a house. Like, I liked moving because it always feels like a new start, but I was always so scared to move or even to buy my house. I was like, what happens if I buy a fucking haunted house? Because I believe in that shit, and I always get like fucking scared. But I mean, same thing with my house. I feel pretty safe in it. And
I feel like you said earlier, I feel like we're pretty in touch with our sixth sense, like especially from my mom. My mom has a really good sixth sense. Yeah. And I feel like if we were to look at a haunted house, we would have gotten vibes.
No, but do you not remember when we were touring houses for my parents? The one in Rancho, Cucamonga.
No.
You don't remember? I'm pretty sure you went with me. I don't know if you did not come to this one. When me and Yotsi were trying to get our parents to move down here with us, obviously my parents weren't here to do the house tours and they weren't able to like come view houses. So it was really up to Yotsi and I to be like, this is the house
for them, yeah.
And we were seeing so many and we ended up viewing like a house in Rancho. And it was big. It was a big house. It had like 5 bedrooms. It was like really nice. But the houses out in Rancho Cucamonga are really old. So like a lot of them are like untouched, like no renovations. Like
they're big but old.
And I remember we went in and I was like, the moment I went in, I was like, like I just got a really weird vibe off of it. And when we were touring it, like, I'm pretty sure you were there and you were like, bitch, it's all haunted. And I was like, yo, don't say that, because I was thinking the same thing. And then Monica started laughing and she was like, no, yeah, it kind of does feel weird.
Yeah, that's right.
And the whole house looked so, like, I was trying my best to be like, it's cute, but like, the backyard the backyard even had like a really nice fountain, but I was like,
The vibes.
The whole house just felt off. It felt weird. Like, I felt like somebody was watching me the whole time that I was in there.
And I told Louie, I was like,
yeah, she's like, bitch, all haunted. And then we went into the fucking master bedroom and that one made me feel the like it was very much like, Yotsi, don't leave. Like, if we were viewing like the rooms, I wanted to be like right behind her because I was like
right here.
Yeah, so I was just like, oh, I fucking hated that house.
See, I'm telling you, we have like a Castro sixth sense, because I feel like we're very in tune. At least I try to be in tune and always listen to my intuition and like my gut. Also, this just reminded me, I didn't know this was going to be a scary episode, bitch.
I know, we're on October again.
But we recently went to like some thrift stores and I took Louie and Andrea to these little antique stores, thrift stores. But the first time that I went, it was just me and Alex and the kids. And we went into this little antique store, which reminds me, this last time that we went, we didn't go to that antique store again. When we went the first time, it looked super cute from the entrance. We go in and I start feeling a little weird like the moment that we walked in, but I was like, okay, maybe it's just because there's a bunch of old shit everywhere and it probably smells weird. And we just like, we're going in there and I just start feeling like a pressure on my chest, like a big pressure on my chest. And I was like, well, maybe it's just me, my anxiety, you know, because I get anxiety everywhere the fuck I go. So I was like, oh, it's just me. And then Alex was like, hey, I feel a little weird. Coming from Alex. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? And I was like, dude, me too. I feel like a pressure. He's like, Yeah, so we're just like weirded out. But I was like, I kind of want to keep going though. So I go into the back, like the back of the backpack, and they just have a bunch of like old stuff, like just very old monos, muñecos, juguetes, libros, clothes, just old shit. It's just antique. A crazy antique shop. And it was cool because you see all these scary things, but I highly believe that energy attaches itself to objects. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there was a lot of negative energy in that specific space that we went to with all of these objects. And I think the energy just kind of, me and Alex were able to feel it. And I was like, I feel like I can't breathe. Oh, and he was just like, no, same. And I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. And I actually did buy some stuff from there, but I haven't touched it since because I'm scared.
A pig will be turning.
I bought some little metal bracelet things for my sister. They're little knickknacks to make.
Andrea.
Bracelets. Yeah, they were cute. But for Andrea. Well, they're little knickknacks to make bracelets, but I actually don't even know where they're at. But yeah, I got really spooked at that antique store.
Well, that same fucking spot that Yotsi's talking about, she took me and Andrea for the first time. But it was
a different store.
Different store last week. And we couldn't find them. So me and Andrea wanted to like go fucking shop in the TikTok shop already. So we were like, all right, so let's just go into this little antique store. So we saw a little antique store and we went in there. The moment I go in, like I just start seeing a bunch of like little things of like Ouija board. And I was like, And then I see like little like dolls that are like witches and shit. So I tell Andrea, because Andrea's like, oh, it's cute. Like, but she's like looking around.
Yeah.
And then I tell Andrea, I was like, don't touch anything. And she was like, why? I was like, bitch, I'll fucking like. But right when we went in, like the owner was like there. So I didn't want to like get in and get out. So I just pretend like I'm going to keep looking.
Yeah.
But, and then I was like, why? And I was like, bitch, just like a fucking
Ouija board
shit like everywhere.
Yeah, and I know. She was like, store.
Really? And then we look and there's like a little book that's like something about like witches. I don't know, fucking know what. Then we see like a lot of paintings and like knickknacks of like the Ouija board. And as we keep going into the store, there's more and more. Like, I'm not kidding you guys. This is the most Ouija board shit that I've seen in one location. And once we go all the way to the back, there's this huge table and it's the Ouija board imprint on it.
Like carved on there, right?
Yeah, like if it was like a little coffee table.
Yeah.
But I was just like, bitch. So then once I saw that, I was like, get up. And I was like, bitch. So we started like walking. And as I'm walking out, I'm seeing more Ouija board stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I don't know. Like, to me, like, I don't know. You guys tell me, like, even if you don't believe in the fucking Ouija board, but like, that's a weird obsession to have. If like, if you don't believe in it, like, I'm like, why would you? It was an antique store. And it was like a lot of vintage stuff too. But I'm like, why would there be so many like vintage things? And unless you're really into like, I don't know, I guess the fucking design.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, I don't.
No, maybe this. The owner might practice some witchcraft and stuff.
But isn't that like bad witchcraft?
I don't know.
Because none of it was cute. Where you'd be like, oh, that's cute. It was like
but
scary looking.
I went in that specific antique store the time that I went with Me También. And I didn't get no bad vibe, but I did feel some type of way about seeing all of those things.
Yeah, it was the same way. I didn't get a bad vibe, but I was just like.
It did make me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So I avoided all of those things at all costs.
Yeah.
But I did remember I saw. You know the ride at Disneyland Haunted Mansion?
Uh-huh.
You know how when you're in there, it's like telling you a little story and then the elevator room starts going down?
Yes.
And then there's like art pieces on the wall? Mm-hmm. Well, those art pieces, they had doors painted with those art pieces. Mm-hmm. So me being a Disney adult, freaking the fuck out, I was like, oh my God, these are fucking beautiful. It had like all the paintings from the Haunted Mansion, like when there's a lady with a rope and there's an alligator with its mouth open underneath her. Those and they were painted on doors, and I was like, imagine having these beautiful doors in my house.
Ew, like, fuck,
I love Disney, so just seeing that art in my house. And the lady was like, yeah, the set of four doors is like $2,500. And I was like,
so they were real doors?
Yeah, the real doors that you can install in your home. But they were painted with the Disney Haunted Mansion thing. So I was flipping out and I almost bought them. I thought they were so beautiful. And she was like, yeah, it's a set of four. Oh my God, I was flipping out. But I mean, I didn't buy them because I was like, I'm not gonna make my whole fucking house Disney. But
yeah, I almost bought them.
I thought, bitch, you're putting doors. Portal? I didn't think about him. Yes, maybe they're portals.
That's scary. No, but yeah, the same thing. Like the lady, because I saw the lady there, and I'm pretty sure there was like a kid or a nephew or something.
Yeah,
I didn't get any negative energy.
No, because she was like, hi. Like the lady was nice. She was nice,
but just the store itself, I saw all of that, and I was like,
Like, okay.
Like, I'm not touching shit.
But so she. In that day, she told me that she works with somebody who like handcrafts a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe the guy's specialty is like Ouija boards.
Witchcraft.
Maybe. And that's why there's so many.
No.
That's fucking scary, though. I don't fuck around with none of that shame.
Me either, but.
I learned my lesson.
Since we're talking about like ghosts and shit like that in those outfits.
You finally found one in your house?
No, fuck you. No, this has nothing to do with like ghosts. Nothing bad, but. It's like in the same genre. I had like, cause so, okay. So you know how we had talked about our baby, Ruby, passing?
Yes. My love.
And in an episode before that, very coincidentally, we were just talking about like death and that we felt like we weren't ready for it. Or like we knew it was coming and like stuff like that. So I still feel very weird about like what happened to Ruby. And like a lot of it is just like that guilt of feeling like moving on.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's just really, like, sad. But I don't really like to think about it too much. I have this very, very, very beautiful painting that somebody made for me for Ruby. And it looks very realistic.
It's
and I
feel so like, beautiful. And he has it, like, in his living room. So when you walk, you can just see Ruby.
And, like, she painted her so perfectly that, like, I almost feel like I'm looking at Ruby when I see the painting.
Me too. Wait, beautiful.
I posted it on the Pretty Not Smart Instagram.
Yeah, you did post it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's on there if you guys want to see. It's a very realistic painting, like very realistic. But my mom's birthday just passed recently. Like what, 2 weeks ago? Like a week ago?
A week ago.
Like about there. But that's the first time that I felt really weird about life. Like, I was obviously so happy, like, celebrating my mom's birthday. Like, I was very happy. But Ruby kind of, like, crawled up in my mind.
Yeah.
And it made me feel really weird. Like, I was just like, damn it. Like just the way that life is, like, I mean, it's fucking life. But I was just like, damn, like, life goes on.
Goes on.
And it life makes moves me, on. Yeah, it made me feel a little guilty feeling like, well, like, it's not that we forgot her. It's just like.
We have to move
like,
on.
Life goes on. But it made me feel really off. Like, I was obviously so happy celebrating my mom's birthday. But then I was like, well, this is just kind of like how life is. And it made me feel like, Dios no quiere anytime soon. But I was like, when I pass, like, life literally goes on. And I would not expect or, like, wish, like, anybody to be, like, mourning me, like, every fucking day. Mourning. Mourning me, like, every fucking day and, like, not move on with their life. I'm on my fucking tombstone every day. No, but it was, like, the first, I want to say, like, realization, like, after a passing that, like, I really had.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't like this feeling. Like, it made me feel really off. And I was just kind of like,
the rest of the day. Like, it's, like, a weird feeling just knowing how, like, because it's crazy to me that, like, you barely have these thoughts. I am a little older than you just by 4 years. But I've already had these thoughts, like, in my past. And I feel like my first time that I experienced something like that was in seventh grade. I lost a friend.
Oh, yeah, I was around.
And it was my first time interacting with anybody that I knew passing away.
Yeah.
I was a seventh grader, dude, and she was a seventh grader. So I don't know. Up until that point, I thought that young people couldn't die.
Yeah.
Like couldn't pass.
You just don't think about it. So you're just like, man, it's not going to happen.
No. And then when it does happen, it just kind of hit me like a fucking truck just ran me over. And I was very, I could say, very anxious and depressed for like a long, long time after her passing, just because we weren't like besties, but we were like classmates. Yeah. She was a classmate of mine. And I knew her and everything. And I just could not process. I could not understand how life could just, within a day, just go. Because she was fine one day. She literally passed like 2 days after.
Yeah, like it's a trip.
It's such a trip. And like, I still think about her to this day as if she was like when I graduated middle school, when I graduated high school, I think about her and I'm like, oh, she should have been graduating with us.
Yeah.
When I graduated college, I was like, she should have been graduating. I still think about her a lot. And I'm like, she should have been in all of these milestones with us.
Yeah.
But it just sucks that like when somebody does pass, when we pass, like life is going to keep going. And we're just under there like, hello, have a good one. Like down there.
I know. It's like a really scary feeling because, well, like, I mean, I've said in the past, like, it's hard for me to, like, express, like, my feelings and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm also not very close with a lot of people. Like, yeah, like, I'll have, like, acquaintances or people that I know. But I think that's why I never allowed it to, like I don't know, fuck with my feelings the way it is now. Because, like, I mean, I've had people that I've gone to school with, too, who also passed. And it was really trippy. May they rest in peace.
Yes.
It was, like, a mind fuck. But it didn't hit me, like, the realization of, like, life, how it is now. Like, I had those same feelings of, like, these people that I went to school with that I was like, oh my God. I was like, so like, the what was tripping me out was that feeling of like me being like, ooh, like I was in school with them like maybe 3 years ago and we were all talking about like our future, but like never did I know or they knew that like it was gonna end at where it did
so abruptly, and like you don't see it coming. It just
happens. Everybody's just like, that's why they say like, in like, treat every day like it's your last. Yeah, because it's like you have no like, yeah, most people have no fucking idea of like when it could happen. But with Ruby, obviously Ruby is like a part of our family, so I think I still have like those little like checking in and out of when it things happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's life, but it's a weird feeling.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to your lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Did you share your story about the little bird?
I didn't.
Tell him. I think it's
really. I don't want them to laugh at me. I'm
like, wah, wah, wah. Hey. We all started laughing already.
I think also because, like Yahtzee was saying, we're all very in touch with our
sixth sense.
With sex. No, with our sixth sense. That I feel like we're always kind of like taking things as like little signs or being like something, everything happens for a reason, things like that.
Yeah.
And when Ruby passed, I want to say I was a little bit like waiting for a sign or something.
Louis.
Yeah, I was like looking for it because I was like, I believe in those stuff. And I was like, if Ruby wants me to know she's here, she's going to show me. Aww. And I wasn't getting any signs. And
like,
I
mean, Ruby.
No, literally, I was like, hello, you mad at me? And my mom did get a lot, you guys. Like, I don't know if I want to share them unless she wants to share them when they venga.
Yeah.
But let's she had like. Right away, you guys, like, I think the next morning after Ruby had passed, my mom had some really crazy things that happened that even I was like, bitch, that's a sign. Mm-hmm. So I was just kind of waiting, and I was like, is she not going to come visit me?
Oh, Louie.
I know. And then I did see one, which was really crazy. I'll share this one. This was my mom's. So I was hoping that, like, I would see some, like, a dog that looked like Ruby or something for her to show me. I didn't see a dog, but my mom, she came to my house to help me with some things. And when she was leaving, she was like, oh my God, look. And she shows me a video. Maybe we'll post it on Pretty Not Smart.
Yeah, we should post it. So cute.
She shows me a video of a dog that looks so much like Ruby.
Coffee and face Ruby, you guys.
And like, it was like staring at my mom.
Yeah, just like.
Yeah, my mom was like, and it was like shortly after. Aww. Ruby's passing happened, and my mom sent it to him. It made me like really emotional because, like, I think Ruby had a very distinctive look. Maybe to like other people, they're gonna be like, she looks like every other dog.
But to white
me,
dog.
Yeah. But to me, I was just like, no, like, I haven't really seen a dog that looks like Ruby, like, especially in, like, not all white. And like, yeah. I don't know. But when my mom sent me that picture, I was like, oh my God, I was like, that looks like Ruby.
Dude, and I think the weirdest part is it's hard to see a white dog, an all white dog, like, cause curly white dogs, there's crusty white dogs everywhere. Pero con el pelo lacio, it's rare. And my mom saw it.
Yeah. And I was like, what are the chances? And especially because I was thinking about it. I was like, Ruby, like, if you want me to, like, see you, like, maybe send a little doppelganger. But the fact that my mom did, I was like, so I took that as, like, a sign. And it made me really happy. But also the other day, so I have this painting, the one that I was telling you guys about, of Ruby. When I opened it, it was really emotional for me. Like, I even recorded me opening it, but I didn't post it because I've been, like, very...
Did you cry?
I did. I cried a lot. Oh, Louie. So I opened, and I was, like, looking at it, and I was like, oh, so I was like, beautiful. Ruby. So I got really sad because, like I said, the painting looks really identical to Ruby that, like, it made me, like, cry. But I put it up on top of my my chimney.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, when you're there, you can see it, like, right away. So, I don't remember if it was... Oh, it was the same day. So the same day that I put it up there, I was chilling in my living room and I have a chimney. And I was like sitting down and I hear like a bird and it's like I don't know, it's singing. That's all I can say. It's singing. And I was like, but I got scared because I was like, oh my God, where there's a fucking bird like stuck in the chimney. So then I was like, bitch. So I go and I even recorded on Snapchat and I post it. I was like, there's a fucking bird stuck in here.
Oh my God.
And I post it and then I call my dad. And I'm like, Dad, I think there's a bird stuck in my chimney. He's like, no, it can't be a fucking bird in there. Because he's like, it's like covered. He's like, nothing can get in there. And I was like, well, I hear a bird.
It's all Santa.
He's whistling. He's all waiting till December.
He's sleeping in there. Hibernating.
I put my umbrella till I hit him. No. And what's it called? So I hear like a little like whistling and I tell my dad and my dad takes a picture. And he's like, oh, no, look, there's a bird. And I was like, oh, a bird. So he sends it to me. And then you see like a little birdie like standing right where the chimney's at. And I was like, oh my God, look at the little bird. So I'm sitting there and I'm still hearing like the little birdie like whistle. And then I was like, wait, is that Ruby like sending me a little sign?
Oh, like a little song.
Yeah, because like, I mean, I told you guys last time that little song that I would sing to Ruby where it's like.
Oh, and so you would whistle like, to her.
I would whistle to her. So then I started hearing more like the bird and it sounded like a little whistle. And I was like, oh, I was like, wait, I was like, what if that's Ruby being like, I'm right here.
And I think there's like three little pipes knowing your chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And like the birdie was standing on the pipe that sends like the sound.
Yeah, it's like just right on top of the chimney, like right there, like just whistling down. And I was like, what a coincidence. I've never heard a bird do that. I'm always chilling here. And like,
the day you put Ruby's picture up, it's like.
Yeah, I imagine it was the song bad. I got all scared. I'm like,
never mind.
Yeah, so after I heard the little birdie, I really thought it was a sign from Ruby, but I wasn't going to be like super like that girl that like takes everything as a sign.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, that could have been Ruby, but like, I'm also not going to take it as like a sign like that. So I didn't really think much of it, even though it did make me happy. But where it really tripped me out is one time I had a friend over. And they saw the painting and they're like, oh, like, that's so cute. So I told them, I was like, yeah, it's like somebody made it for me. And like, it looks so much like Ruby. Like, I like to look at it, blah, blah. And then I was like, wait, you want to know something crazy? And they're like, what? So I told them the story about Ruby with the dog that looked like Ruby.
Aww.
And right after I tell them that story, I'm like, and then the other day, I was like, I don't know if I want to like think much of it. I was like, but right after the day that I put the little painting up, I was like, there's a little birdie that was like singing to me. I was like, and I just thought it was like a coincidence like that I would whistle to Ruby like that. And there's like a little birdie that sounds like it's whistling. I literally finished saying that. Sounds like a birdie that's whistling. And I hear it again.
Like, bitch.
Like just, not, it wasn't that whistle, but just so you guys kind of get an idea. Yeah, it was just a whistle through the like, thing. And I was like, and I look, bitch. And then I look at them and I was like, and I get all happy and they were like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's scary. I feel like
they also like believe in stuff like this, but like not really. Like, yeah. So like to me, it was just like, bitch. Cause like, I don't know. I get excited when shit like that happens when there's somebody that's not like a full believer.
Cause I'm like, yeah, this.
Cause I'm like, bitch, a coincidence. Like I'm telling you about these things. And the moment I finished being like, sounds like a little birdie, like whistling. Like,
yeah.
I hear it. And I was like, oh, it was only, this is the second time I've ever heard it. And I hang out in that living room all the time. Like I'm there. Cause even it's like really close to my kitchen and stuff. So I've never heard it. So the fact that I did, I was like, oh my fucking God. I was like,
that's so weird.
Yeah, like it was almost just like Ruby like trying to throw me like another little sign. Oh, like it was a sign. Ruby. And I was like, oh my God. So I recorded the birdie thing again.
Oh, you could post it, maybe.
Yeah, it was so cute.
Oh my goodness. I feel like I'm a very firm believer of signs and things like that. I feel like I had a very hard time when my grandparents passed away. Mm-hmm. May they rest in peace, my abuelitos. They meant like the world to me and I struggled a lot with it. But when I was going through like a very rough patch in like 2021, I had something like fairly traumatic happen to me that I kind of had like a hard time recovering from. And I was like very depressed. I don't know if you remember. I was like all zombied out and shit.
Literally.
But I feel like at that time, I would always seek comfort from my grandparents because mm-hmm. they were in heaven. And I would always ask them for signs, like, just let me know that you're here, like protecting me, watching me, guiding me. And coincidentally, every time I was kind of like at my lowest or I needed, like, say I needed a hug from them, I just needed something from them. I don't know if I ever told you, but I would see two white butterflies.
Yes, I remember you did tell me that.
My little white butterflies. I would see them all the time when I was going through that phase, all the time. And it was just a coincidence because sometimes I wouldn't go out all day. But when I would go out, there would be two white butterflies. And it was never one. It was always just two. And they were always together. And they were always flying together. So to me, that was like a big sign of both Mama Adela and Polito just like watching over me and kind of being like, we're here and we're taking care of you and guiding you.
Yeah.
So always, always saw that as a sign. So for the longest time, I've always wanted to get two little white butterflies. But it fucking hurts to get them tattooed on
you
me.
You had tattoos.
Aww. But they hurt so bad. But yeah, I'm a, like a firm believer of signs, good signs, bad signs. But
oh, yeah, that's really cute.
Yeah.
And I think that's why like after like the whole Ruby thing, like I was just like, okay.
Oh, and then when Ruby passed too, I obviously was super difficult for me as well. I feel like it got to me like the first 2-3 days. I was very, también como tú, like zombied out, not really zombied understanding out. How to move forward from my doggy.
Or just like getting used to not seeing them again.
Yeah, it was just like a very tough thing. But mm-hmm. I think the night after she passed, I had a dream of her. I like dreamt with her. Like that I was just playing with her and I was calling out her name. So I kind of feel like that was her way of also telling me like, hey, I'm here. Yeah. Like I'm still here. My little Rubita.
Yeah. It's really weird how things like this happen. But I like to take them as like a good sign rather than like something.
Yeah. So let us know in the comments down below if you guys believe in like signs and things like that. Or maybe some signs that you guys have seen or shit like that.
Or little, yeah, just like little signs or encounters that made you be like, okay, like. It's a sign.
It does exist.
Yeah, because I've also seen some on TikTok.
Yeah.
That aren't so pretty.
I know, all the fucking scary ones. I've seen
like some scary ones that I'm just like.
But look, like lo que me acaba de pasar con el pinche monkiki que se me apareció. Mm-hmm. I feel like as scary as it is, it's also like a realization that if there is bad stuff, there's also good.
Yeah. I always like, think that too.
Yeah, because like it really spooked the fuck out of me. But right now, as we're doing this podcast, I'm like, wait, dude, but. There's the scary thing that happened to me, but it just gives me more of a sign that there is good and like there is a God and there is like our abuelitos, Ruby, and everybody out there is watching out for us. So like, si hay malo, también hay bueno. Sí. So está bien.
Regardless of your beliefs, always be careful. Don't be a dumbass like Yuatzi.
And go run out of fucking middle bitch, of the
even
night.
When you told me you were going out for runs, I was like, ugh. Like, yeah. Bitch, always be aware of your surroundings.
I feel like it's just more dangerous for us girlies. We don't have the, ¿cómo se dice? Like, it's just not safe for us to be going out at night and trying to run. I wish we could, but scary people out there.
Yeah, so be safe out there with your intuitions.
Yeah, listen to your gut.
But yeah, I mean, that episode ended up going somewhere completely different. We were going to talk about, like, some other topics. But
yeah, we were not going to talk about this shit at all.
Yeah, but hopefully we'll talk about it on our next episode.
Yeah, and also, I hope you guys enjoyed the Pretty Not Smart dinner vlog.
Yeah.
Because it was cuteness.
It's something different for us to put out there, but just more content for y'all. So let us know what you guys think about that. And if you guys want to see more like little event vlogs or shit like
and
that.
And also, don't forget to subscribe because every 100K, we're going to host another dinner.
Yay.
So if you want to join, hurry up.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Pretty Not Smart. And we'll see you guys
next time.
Bye.